Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
This world is what I say. Open the time-blinded eye to see. I love it. My glorious possibility. I'm going to peel back some cataracts today. I love it when stuff just come out my mouth. Oh, God. Ooh, Ricky, Ricky. Yes, I thank you. Don't you just love it? So much to be grateful for. When you recognize, understand, know who you are in God, in spirit, in Buddha, in Christ, in Muhammad, you just giving thanks. You start sweating the small stuff. If you're trying to, but you're afraid, this is the show for you. Ricky Byers Beckwith, I thank you. You can find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith by going to our website, weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Then you can find out about her new book, her new CD, I Surrender. Do you surrender? I do. Today's show is about surrendering as my own old belief system come up. Like, ooh, careful. But anyway, slow down. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And boy, are you going to make a difference today. We're about to take off the clothes of illusion. Take off that rose-colored glasses. So you can see clearly. We're gonna open up your time-blinded eye. Thank you for being here. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and today's show topic is spiritually incorrect. So if you get, here's a warning. But if you just stumble upon the show and you don't know what's going on, I'm going to read the warning. But before you run, just wait for me to finish, and then I'll let you know when you can walk out the door. So here's the warning. If you are easily offended, sensitive, too spiritual, too religious, love a great argument. You know, just love debates. This is not the show for you. This show is likely to burst your spiritual and religious bubbles. We're going to bust your bubbles. And we're going to bust it in the name of love so you can be free. Be free. Let yourself go. Let go of the incense and the candles and the Bibles and the sacred books. Stop carrying around four agreements and be the agreement that you're here to be. Okay, slow down. Okay, the rest of the conversation. Now, for those who just can't resist the temptation, or those who are ready to be free, Kamau and I, Life Coach Ade, we are ready to support you as we support ourselves in revealing and taking it one step further. Because we are here to love, we are here to shine, we are here to be our authentic self. And we've been wonderfully conditioned through just things that happen on a day-to-day basis. You know, so today we want to look at the belief systems that we have. But it's about freedom. So if you think this is too much for you, and this might misalign your chakras, you might want to leave now, okay? You come back on Monday when we keep it strictly spiritual. But really, in truth, it is about helping ourselves. Helping all of us that are united in spirit, to really see what is true, what is real. We get caught up. We get too caught up in our own truth. So, some of you are still hanging around. I saw some people run out the chat room. I see people hanging up on the phone and getting off Skype. But those of you that think you're brave enough to hang, you know, you got to spread the word now. We want to ask you right now because we want to make this a party, a spiritually incorrect party. Who's bringing the Doritos? Who's bringing I don't grill, so I can't even think. Who's bringing the drink and the food? Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. So let's see. We're going to serve it up. And we also ask you to please support us in increasing our listenership. We ask that you share the show with at least 10 friends on Twitter, Facebook, stumble upon, what's the other things that, all the other social networks out there. LinkedIn, there's so many now, it's just endless. Sooner or later, we'll all be living on a social network website. It's like, oh, yeah, come visit me. At Facebook.com. Okay, I'll be there. I'll inbox you. And make sure you like the show as well, so that also spreads the word. We just want people to be free, you know. But for me, really, people can be what they want to be where they want to be, do what they want to do. My thing is we're in this together. I'm going to bring in my guest in a minute, Kamau, who is the instigator of the show. So if you don't like the show, blame it on Kamau. We were having such a great conversation one day. He said, you know what would be nice? What would be good? Is we should do a show and have this kind of conversation. I was like, wait a minute, brother man. And he laughed. But if you know Kamau, that laugh was saying a lot. And I said, you know, it would be nice. We got people who got questions. We're going to come to the questions. People got comments. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And as we do it, it's Thursday. We wanted to do something that's lighthearted because when we bust your bubbles, you're going to be light. You're going to float. You're going to recognize that God is right here, right now. So we want to do spiritually incorrect. And I think we're going to do this regularly. Let's bring my brother, Kamau Ifoma, who is just waiting patiently. What's going on, my brother?
Hola, hola, hola. Hello, everyone. Hello, Ade. Just want to say I'm just being here knowing who I am in God, in Jesus, in Ade, in Betty, and Tamara, in Electra, in Kamau, and in everyone else that is listening and around at this point in time.
Okay. I hear that. Yes. And want to tell the listeners, right, they're listening to them, I say, is that Barry White? Well, Kamau is Skype from Spain. That's why it sounds like hola, hola, hola. I'm trying to do a search for one of Barry White's songs, and I can't think of a title that's not coming up, so I'll leave it alone. When you try and pull for something too hard, it means you need to leave it alone. But anyway, but he does have a deep voice, but he's just a little bit deeper on this line. But anyway, my brother, how was your vacation? I know you had a great time.
It was absolutely just fantastic. It was really just more than I could have imagined. We just, you know, we made plans, but we didn't really plan to do anything. We wanted to just be able to go out in northwestern Spain, spend some time in the mountains, spend some time in nature, just do some different things like the rafting, as well as do some city searching, because we both love going into the old cities and taking a look at the old churches, the old castles, the old buildings, the old villages. And, of course, we spent the weekend in my absolute favorite city, which is Madrid, which was wonderful. So, and I even got a chance to see Harry Potter there. So that was great.
What, the English version or the Spanish version?
The English version.
Okay, got it.
I saw the Spanish version last night here. To tell you how much of a Harry Potter fan I am. You know, I love magic, so...
You're just nuts. That's what you is.
I'm nuts.
But I got to read
so
this.
The vacation was great.
Good, good, good. Katie, we're coming to you. We're going to answer your question. We've got some other questions that were emailed in. But I want to go to my Facebook wall. Betty posted something that just had me laughing so hard. Betty is a trip. And I'm so grateful for who she is. And just continue to be a trip. So here's Betty's description of the show, which if you haven't seen, I just got to read it. I was laughing so hard. She said, back in the day, 12 disciples and a few others wrote on a scroll, on some scroll words dictated to them by God or their higher self. Who really knows? And anyhow, what they wrote suited the people back in the day pretty well. But come on, God, didn't you look ahead to 2011? Can you do a Bible update? Now it's 2011. Life and people have changed, God, if you don't know. I'm adding a little bit to it. We have some religious practice than stars in the sky. We have shamans, weekend solstice, moon energy, Hay House Radio. I don't know why you left that Life Conversations Radio, but anyway. we have Hay House Radio, Life Conversations Radio, the only radio station you're supposed to listen to, psychics, etc., to name a few, she said. And I hear that Jesus now lives in Puerto Rico, smoking a stogie, sipping wine and telling jokes. Way to go, JC. Are we being too spiritual and no earthly good? That's how she invited people to listen to the show. But, you know, today is about being free, being able to achieve what you want and just really look at what we believe. So, you know, Kamau, my brother, I have so many things that have been popping in my head since we decided to do this show. And I'm also going to read a letter soon. I'm going to read a letter from a dear friend of mine, a true friend from Facebook, that I can just about pronounce his name. Never met him in my life, but he's a true friend, and he wants me to follow Jesus. So I'm going to read that letter to you. I got that 2 days ago. So I'm going to repent. He doesn't want me to go to hell, and y'all don't want me to go to hell. So I read that letter to you. He said, please, turn to Jesus. I'm really serious, folks. I'm not making this up. I got this 2 days ago, and it was just perfect timing. So anyway, Kamau, spiritually incorrect. What's been bubbling up for you around this topic, this title?
There are always so many things, with me and my so-called incorrectness, which I would actually call my spiritual correctness. And you know, I would ask you, you know, where do you want to start? Because we can start anywhere, talk about anything. In our past conversations, we talked about things from, ego to, the Bible, as you said, to, what is God, to, I mean, there's so many different things that we can talk about.
So many.
Where do we want to start?
I remember what triggered this for you and I, or what made you even ask the question, is this whole thing. I had a question that I'm intending to ask a non-physical being. And when you and I were talking on Skype, it just kind of came to me. I said, oh, yeah, let me ask Kamau and see what he thinks. I think I know the answer, but I want to hear. And the thing is how we look at life. We say God is all there is. There is no spot where God is not. God is all good. God lives in each and every one of us. But sometimes the way we carry ourselves, the way we express ourselves, as if it is different. As if, you know, there's God everywhere, but we are somewhere else. And it's that whole thing about us thinking, really thinking and feeling and being present to what we are saying and what we're thinking, because it's what we're saying, what we think, that really, and what we feel, that creates the world that we live in. I actually have some Abraham clips as well that's just perfect. It's just perfect, all this thing about spiritually incorrect. But what I want to do, Kamau, let me go to Betty right now. Betty has a comment that she wants to share from a listener.
Before you do that, let's talk about that conversation right there. Excuse me for interrupting, but it brought up some memories for me as well. Because when we get into this thing about what is God and who are we to God and who are we as God, for me, you know, if we really break this down to the very foundation of how we express God, we express it through language. Express everything through language. Language is the way that we label the universe. And if you look at the physical makeup of the brain, talking about, let's say, the cerebral cortex, which is the human part of the brain, that part of the brain has evolved around our language, our speaking skills, our communication skills. We use more of the cerebral cortex, and as far as motor skills, we use more of the cerebral cortex for facial expressions and the use of the tongue and the use of your hands and your gestures and things than we do in doing things with the larger muscle groups like walking. Uh-huh. And doing exercise. So the brain has really evolved to support us in our language. Now think about the languages that we have. I don't know of any, and I don't know every language on the planet, but I don't know of any language on the planet that can really adequately define oneness. Because we say things like, you know, I am one with God. I am one with you. I am divine and whole as this or as that. It's always, there's always that conjunction that, for me, separates us. And it's in the language. Uh-huh. And until we can find a way to create a language, a vocabulary that really describes the oneness, we'll always have that, even if it's subconscious, will have that subconscious belief that there is a bit of separation there with us and God when there really isn't. You know, but how can I explain that to someone else? When I say to someone else that you and I are one, I'm still saying you and I. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying I are one.
It's really about, you know, and that's one of the things I say is the minute we start to define God, we limit the experience. You know, the minute we start to define God, the minute we start to define love, the minute we start to define what we believe in, we limit the experience. I had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and I was telling her, because sometimes she's trying to, you can feel her want to say so many words, and she makes it sound like, and I said, even in that sound, there's so much that's being said. She said, you know, you're right, you get me. Mm-hmm. You really understand me. Mm-hmm. And we get so caught up in what's been said. But if we can feel people, to feel their energy and, you know, from a place of acceptance, it will make a lot of difference. I mean, here's one thing. Betty's doing something, but I want to say this and then hopefully she'll be ready.
Okay.
There's this statement that I know you've heard this. People say in the spiritual, quote-unquote, community, well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. What the heck does that mean? As if being religious is a bad thing. Well, that's just for those folks. Where I'm in an elite class. I'm spiritual, you know. But it's like the minute you start that, you separate yourself. Go ahead, Kamau. You want to say
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. No. I totally agree. It goes back to the labeling again. You know, you label yourself as being one thing, and I think that sometimes when we do that, and I'll say, you know, when we do that, because I tend to do that at times as well, it almost sounds like we're saying that we're somewhat better than being religious.
Yes.
You know? And for me to say that, when I say that, I have a definition, the difference between what is religious and what is spiritual. Religious just being the, you know, the repetition of doing things. It's the way that you create your life. You religiously brush your teeth every day. You religiously eat breakfast every morning. You religiously go to work every day. That's a religion. For me, spiritual is about my beingness. It's who I am. And that's my definition and my being able to distinguish the two.
Here's my definition of religion and spirituality. Religion is the study of love. And spirituality is the expression of love.
Okay.
Because you study something, you could read it, but until you embody it and live it, it's just all talk. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comment. We're coming to you, Katie. Be patient. We've got an answer for you. And if you're ready, you will get your breakthrough today. If you're ready, Katie, if you're ready, willing, and able, and want to embrace all the good that God has for you, we will answer your question today, and you will be transformed. Let's go to Betty. Let's go to Betty Piggies, my co-producer. Hey, Betty.
Hello.
Hello,
Betty.
Hi. How are you doing? I don't get to
fantastic.
Talk
how are you?
To you much. I am doing absolutely wonderful in my goddess.
Wonderful.
If that's the word. I just want to tell everybody out there, I am not an atheist.
That's a good one. Oh, Betty, you're a trip. Go ahead.
I am not. You know what? I get asked that a lot, you know, because being a psychic intuitive, and when I get on my soapbox of spirituality, and only when people come to me now, if you don't want to hear me, don't come to me. The first thing that comes out of their mouth is, are you an atheist? And I'll say, no. And then they say, well, do you believe in God? Well, yeah. Do you believe in Jesus? Yeah. And I'll tell them, I just don't believe in him the way you believe in him. But that don't make me an atheist. I pray. I do everything else a lot of people do. It's just that my relationship with him, I see it differently than what organized religion sees it. And so, therefore, I am not an atheist. I will joke about God because I think Jesus had a sense of humor. I'm just going to be real.
But yeah. Jesus had a sense of humor. Jesus was down with the folks. He was hanging with people, drinking, having barbecues. Okay, all of us are at once. Go ahead.
I'm with you. Jesus is in Puerto Rico.
And I want to go to Puerto Rico and hang out with right Jesus. Now. I they discussed that. There's actually, it was a document on the OWN channel that the guy has over 3 million followers. And he says he's actually Jesus Christ who's come back, and people are believing him and got millions. Hey, power and praise to them. If that's where they need to be at this moment in time, so be it. But Jesus was sitting back with Rolex on and a limo, you know, and he was smoking and drinking wine. I'm like, dang, I want to hang out with JC. You know,
okay.
He's in 2011. He need to come to my house. In the flesh.
I know, that's right.
But at any rate, after I had wrote my post, I had got a comment privately from a person who wishes to remain anonymous. And this person writes, love today's post. Sometimes I want to blurt the truth out just like that, but my pastor and so many of my church friends and family are on my page. I'm almost sick of people being deceived. If I told the truth, I fear that so many people would seriously attack me. I watched a Christian show on Christian television yesterday blast Oprah and her New Age belief. They were talking about how she is of the devil and lead people from truth. I was like, wow, if they only knew that they are blind and farther from the truth than she'll ever be. I, too, was just like that, though. And she goes, laugh out loud. She's saying she used to be like that as well. I just don't want to blow my cover in a way. Not quite sure what to do. But one thing I know for sure is that I will not be able to keep truth about such great and universal love and salvation to myself for too long. God is in all for all and loves all.
So much wisdom in that, so much. And, you know, she says she don't know if she can keep it for so long. I mean, it's just going to happen. I mean, it's about an awakening. It's about evolution. It's about willing to be so much more. And really, I understand the struggle and the conflict. Kamau is a member of Hillside. He was in America. I mean, I guess he can still consider himself a member of Hillside. But when I first started going to Hillside, Hillside is a New Thought church. And, you know, I was hearing what was being taught. I said, I believe in this. I didn't know there's a church that teaches this. I mean, I was thinking, oh, my God, here's a church. I go in feeling a little bit down, sometimes depressed, and I come out feeling free, excited, passionate. Oh, my God, because I've been to a church before where I went in depressed, down, and I came out even feeling worse because everything I felt, I was told I was going to hell. But the thing is, after going to Hillside and taking all the classes, I was excited, I was on fire, and I remember saying, everybody needs to come to Hillside. Everybody needs to come to Hillside. Now, when I look back at that fool that was saying all that, it was like, oh, you were so immature. I was. From that perspective, I thought Hillside was the only one teaching truth. But then later on, I realized, I said, everybody is right where they needed to be. Some people don't need that truth, how it's taught at Hillside or Agape, wherever, Unity School of Christianity or Science of Mind. Everybody's right where they need to be, and when it's time for them to evolve, when it's time for them to move further, they will find themselves in the right place, on the right radio station, on the right TV station, the right book. It will just so happen, and they were like, oh my God, how did this happen? But, you know, Kamau, I know you want to add to that. I can just, I know you got some gems to share with this listener.
Can you feel me?
I can feel you. I'm burning up here, boy. I can feel you like you're in the same room with me. I can feel you, brother man.
I totally agree with you, Ade, and everything that you just said. You're right where you are. You can be nowhere else in this moment. I will add to that. You know, it's like our teacher taught us, Ade. Sam Wilson always taught us, do what gives you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, she mentioned Jesus. She mentioned Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
And she can mention all the rest, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Buddha, and whoever. They were all attacked. Mm-hmm. They were all persecuted. And they all, in their own way and time, took the risk to step forward. And in their own way, each one of them changed the world.
Indeed.
And it may not be about her changing the world at large, but when she chooses to take that risk, when she finds her peace in taking the risk, the world that she changed will be her own world.
I know,
and that's
right.
What matters.
Yes, indeed. You know? Ooh,
we've all been through that. You know, my family thought I was crazy when I first started practicing Buddhism. Before I went to Hillside, I was chanting Buddhism, and everybody in my family just thought, you know, I needed to be locked up somewhere. They didn't do it because I was already working in the hospital, so they couldn't lock me up where I was.
Listen, he knows some people. He won't stay there too long, and they'll get him out.
Exactly. But, you know, I ran the risk of isolating my entire environment, my entire community, my family, my friends, et cetera. But I had something in me that was really, really hungry. Really hungry to express itself, to learn more, to grow more, to be more, if you can be more, you know. But it just wanted to be what it, you know, that true me. And I just went in head first. The moment I stepped one foot into it, I just ran. And I wanted everything that I could get. But it takes a risk. You have to take a risk to do that. But you can only do it as it gives you peace. If it doesn't give you peace, stay where you are.
It alone.
But if you don't have peace where you are, then I say find the place that you do have it.
So true. So true. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, you know, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to take a call, Katie. You know, as I prepared for this show, a part of me was like, ooh, boy, you're going to some territories here. Because the whole thing about I'm spiritual, not religious, I said it. One, at that time, it was where I was. But for me, it was to say, well, you know, whatever. I don't even know what I was thinking. But anyway, but at the same time, I also get that it's a way that we use to communicate what we believe in, to let people know we're all inclusive. But you know, do you walk around talking to your dog or your pet and say, I'm human? I'm human. I'm human. I mean, come on. You show the dogs already know, oh, humans, the two-legged ones, here they come. Move out their way. You know, when you go, you don't go around telling people who know you your name. This is, I'm Ade. I'm Kamau. You know, I'm Betty. You don't do that. That you show up. And the truth is, when you don't have to tell people who you are, what you believe, they see it through your actions. They see it. They feel it.
Yes.
They experience you through your
yes.
actions. Your actions are speaking louder
yes.
than the words that are coming out your mouth. You know? So all those vegan folks and vegetarianism or whatever, all those, okay, stop it. Don't do it. They think everybody needs to be vegan. Go sit down somewhere and drink some soy milk. Oh yeah, you can drink that, can't you? Let's take a break. We're going to come back and take a call. Got some clip from Abraham that's just off the chain. And then I want to read a letter of invitation. A letter that's telling me, please don't go to hell. I don't know if the brother listened to my show, if he is a brother, because on Facebook you can be whoever you want to be. But he's my true friend, he said. I'm sorry. Surprising I don't feel the same way. Go sit down somewhere. Get a job. Get a Bible. Go hang out with Jesus. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, we do. I make no apologies. We host the best show in the planet. Hey, House, move over.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, Betty, I said that.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you say now. And then when mommy calls you muffin head later on in your twins, Mom, stop it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Oh, I'm having so much fun today. You know, when you just said, oh, hang out, you can be free. I'm like observing this self sitting in this chair. Like, who is this person? My brother, Kamal, let's take a call. We got a question. Somebody needs our help, our insight, our wisdom, our whatever we bring, our oneness consciousness. Katie from Louisiana, she wants advice on relationships. That's another one. We're going to blow everything off the top now. So, Katie,
oh,
are you there?
Here we go.
Here we go. Katie? Katie? All right. You got two spiritual men here. They're waiting for your question. Hello. There you are.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hello, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi. I'm absolutely enjoying your guys' show. It's been very enlightening already.
Good. And I want to tell you, baby, you're a firework. I know I can't say that. I'm being free today.
Hey, okay. Hey, this is the way you got to be. Free bird. I'm dating three different guys.
Say that again?
I'm dating three different guys.
Okay.
And it's getting down to the wire, I feel spiritually more inclined towards one. One, I feel more intellectually inclined. It's interesting, this whole dating three different guys.
Interesting. I was thinking a little bit more than that, but go ahead.
Well, I'm 25 and I'm about to get really serious in life. So, and the good Lord never knows I got to do it big. So, and plus I got to choose. That's always been my hardest thing, is like making a decision. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm learning how to investigate like all areas and aspects of things before I make a decision. And that's where I'm at spiritually about my whole relationships now. Right. It's like which one spiritually does me well.
Okay. I love the part where you say you have to investigate everything before you move forward. That's good. That's really a good thing. So tell me, tell us, what's your question? What do you want to know right now?
God, what I don't know. I guess I just need to talk to somebody about this, because I don't talk to anybody about
it. I hear you.
That's a good point.
That's a good place to start. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More so, I was just wondering, am I doing the right thing by I've been dating these guys, and the old me would have felt guilty for just being with more than one guy at a time. But this new aspect of me, it's like, as I've dated and stuff, now we're starting to get deeper. You know, I'm having to make decisions, but it's made me learn more about myself.
I got a question for you.
Do the three
guys know about each other?
No.
Well,
they know I'm dating, but we don't talk about it.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm with you. Go ahead, Kamal.
In line with what Ade just asked you, let me ask you this. What is your what is your conception of integrity and honesty? How do you define that for yourself?
You know, I'm just trying to been figuring that out. I think that's why I'm trying to get spiritual and go more down to one, because I'm a very honest person too. Like if someone they ask me, so it's not
that
in my. Go ahead.
That's a value that you hold for yourself.
Yes.
The honesty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity. I don't know about integrity too well.
The honesty there that you just mentioned, that says to me that that's part of your integrity. Part of your integrity means that you are an honest person.
Yes, yeah.
And for me, you know, I have two ways of looking at integrity. Integrity is saying what you mean and meaning what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And one step further, being your word. Being your word. You say this, and that's what is so. And
walking your talk, teaching, you know, working what you teach. Yeah.
Right. And as I listen to you, I hear the question, there's this willingness to grow and do the right thing, so to speak. But what I will say to you is, you know, you're dating three guys, you want to get serious, you said you're 25, which is, I mean, just the way you're approaching this is just so awesome. So I want to ask you another question because I really want to get to you. There's so many answers I can give you, but it's not about me. Do you think if you choose one, you're going to miss out on some things with the others?
Yeah, I'm kind of holding on to that little thing because I see each of their beauty and their souls and who they are and who they're going to get to be. And, you know, I'm equally in love with all that, with all of them.
Okay, so even the dog is happy. It's like, yes, she's talking to somebody. Yes, we can at least focus on one. But here's
Serenity.
The thing.
Serenity.
Oh, nice name. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, nice name. Okay, in this place that we are creating Serenity, that we're creating peace for you in how you date in your relationship, I think it feels to me that you're a place where you want to focus your energy, and right now you're being pulled in so many directions. So here's the thing. As you grow spiritually, the conversation we're having today is really about recognizing that we are connected to the One, this universal mind, universal consciousness, divine intelligence that knows all. So here's the thing. You will attract the perfect person, the perfect one. It could be this guy's or not. That would meet you right where you are. So you're going to have to do some work. Like the fear of thinking you're going to miss out on something if you go with the other, you really got to look at that. You can never miss out in life because you will attract to you just what you need to take you to the next level.
Yeah.
Now,
I just can't keep up with three anymore. It's getting wearing me out.
I know that's right. You are fireworks. I love you. You say it's wearing me out. Oh my God. See, that's. Anyway, calm down at it.
Are you calm down? May I?
Yeah, go ahead, Kamal. Go ahead. She blew me away with that one. She said, it's wearing me out. Can't do more than three.
This show is spiritually incorrect, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Spiritually incorrect. So let me be incorrect for a second. Let me ask you this question. You say you want to do what's right. What is your definition of what is right?
Every day is a new day. And there is no defining that. Just like when you guys said, you can't. When you start defining God and you start defining love, then you disconnect yourself from the truth of the reality of what it is.
Okay. I hear that. I love that answer. So for you, what is right is basically what is in the moment, what you choose in the moment. Correct?
Yeah, but I'm looking and I'm shifting over like from girl to woman, and mm-hmm. and also with that comes a family, and I know I'm being prepared to be a mother and to have a family and stuff, and all the guys, all three of them have great careers and everything. I mean, it's really a hard decision that I'm having to go here, but I think it's making me go deeper into my heart to know myself even more.
Okay.
I'm loving
it. I will ask you to consider this, Katie. You know, we live in a society that has defined the relationship between as being between two people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our culture, our society's definition. There's no law, there's no universal law that says that's the way a relationship has to be. And I think
mm-hmm.
every relationship has the opportunity to define itself. Okay? I cannot define your relationship for you. Nobody can define your relationship for you. That's something that you have to do for yourself. But whatever you define it to be, find your peace in it. Fit it within your integrity. Fit it within your definition of what you say is right. You know, because, yes, there's no way you cannot build for tomorrow. Every moment is a building block for the next moment. So
oh,
there's
I
no
know.
Way to not do that. Okay, I appreciate the fact that you're really looking to, you know, how can I expand and grow and awake and evolve and do all these things and become more spiritual. In the process of that, please don't beat yourself up for being who you are right now.
Yes.
Well, a little bit about me too. I've been deep in studying metaphysics, and I do my own readings, and into tuning into the energy. And I teach people how to channel their own energy and find themselves more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really attuned to things and stuff. And I in fact, a couple years ago, I actually was dating 8 guys. They knew about each other. I was always sleeping with one. And it was just like, and that's because they were calling me goddess. And I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll live as goddess would do. And I did.
I love this woman.
I do.
What do goddess do?
You're a free spirit, Katie. You are a free spirit. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't let other people tell you that what you're doing is wrong. Okay? And don't
They're
beat
not.
Yourself.
I beat myself
Please.
Up more than anybody. Everybody loves
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, it's you know, it's one thing for everyone else to give you the self-affirmation, the love. It's something else for you to give it to yourself. The self-love that you give is much more powerful and much more important because you're the one that's looking in the mirror every day.
If y'all
They're
could only see my self-love time, y'all would know I love myself.
Okay, great.
Let me ask you this.
Great.
Let me ask you this, Katie. So you said you want to do what's right, okay? You want to do what's right. What would happen if you do what's wrong? What do you think would happen?
I would cry.
You would cry? What you crying for?
I would cry. That's the worst that could happen. I could cry. That's
oh, good. So you cry, you get over it.
Yeah.
How do you know that you would be doing something wrong? How would you know?
Well, because the guilt I feel for these guys who are really taking an interest into me.
Wait a minute. You love yourself. Guilt and self-love don't live in the same room. Guilt is like, oh, shucks, here comes self-love. Damn, I got to leave. Guilt and self-love cannot live in the same room. Love says, I'm sorry, brother guilt. You got to go. You know, so come on, keep talking. I'm listening.
Yeah, Katie,
okay.
You called Kamau and our day. You called Kamau and our day, so we're not going to be easy with you. Let's keep going. Keep talking.
Oh no! Bring it on! Bring it on!
Okay.
And I love your question too. You said you wanted advice on how to choose between few spiritual men. Well, we're a good example to play around with, you know, to really help you, to really fine tune what you desire. So here's the thing, and self love, I don't believe it's something that you say, oh, I'm there. It evolves. Mm-hmm. Everything changes, as you said.
Tomorrow, next moment.
It is a process. And one day you're going to realize, well, guilt is not even an issue with you anymore. But here's the thing. Rather than compare these three spiritual men, how about just choose because you prefer? Don't compare. When you compare, you put one against the other. You look to the first one. Well, you got three. So you say, like them. Okay, here's the thing. Let's stay with your train of thought. If you like them all, invite them out, have three of them there, and tell them, guys, man, I'm growing, I'm planning my future, I want to settle down and have babies, and I'm trying to decide which one of y'all are going to be the god of this goddess. But I can't seem to choose. I want all of y'all. And then let them talk. Let them see if they're okay with that. If you want them all.
Don't put it past me. You don't have to do that.
But the great thing about that is you will get to know how they feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not in this relationship by yourself.
Well,
you're with them.
One of them would be comfortable and be like, oh, yeah, competition. The other one, the doctor, his feelings would actually get hurt and it would push him away more from me. And then my yogi master, he don't care either way.
Oh my God! I could invite you as a guest and do it. Just you got one that don't mind. You got a doctor whose feelings will be hurt. Give him Tylenol. Then you got a yogi master. It's like I am following my bliss.
I just knocked some out because like it's funny. My godmother's like, I can't keep up with you and your men. You got a bio doctor, and then you got architecture. One day you got a cop, a fireman. Like what? She's like, I was like, at least if something goes down, like, you know, I need a handyman, I guess, so something happens.
Girl, you're going to really make this spiritually incorrect. You're really pushing me. But Katie, this is what I want to say to you. This is what I want to say to you when we really come down to the nitty-gritty. Your thing that you're dealing with is you're dealing with making choices that align with your values, and you're afraid that you're going to make the wrong choice. And if you make the wrong choice, guess what? You will get the gift of knowing what doesn't work. See? Thank you, Serenity. Even Serenity said, yes! Go ahead,
Carl. I feel that. I needed the comfort of the words for my soul.
To get make that gift simple. Means that there was no wrong choice. There's never a wrong choice. Remember that. Whatever choice you make helps you to learn. It teaches you about the next step.
Yeah, and I just, I care so much. I don't want to hurt anybody. No way.
Oh, stop it. Get out there, Lane. You know, let them be big boys.
When I hear you say you don't want to hurt other people, basically what you're saying is you don't want to hurt because you believe that you have hurt someone else. You're saying that you don't want to hurt.
And
when we say, in this case, when you say, I don't want to hurt them, Katie, what you're really saying is, I don't want to be hurt if I make the wrong choice. I don't want to deal with that pain of making the wrong choice. It's not about them. You said you make sure we said something about security earlier, that you look, you investigate things. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing. Goddess, live and be free. Make a choice. You will never go wrong. And if you go wrong, quote unquote, you will learn what doesn't work. Experience is the best teacher, and you can't project into the future and try and decide what's going to happen. The best way to create the future, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Make a choice if that's what your soul is asking you to do, and just let the spiritual chips fall where they may. When you love yourself, you'll be there for yourself. You'll be able to hold yourself. And if you make the wrong choice, and there's another one you're supposed to be with, when you realize you've made the wrong choice, the right guy will still be available for you to do the thing. So it could be the doctor who's hurt, you give him some painkillers, or it may just be the blessed yogi master saying, I knew you were going to follow your heart. Let's go, my buddy. So it's about making a choice, sister friend. Be free. There's so much ahead of you. You're doing the right thing, thinking about your life, settling down. Do it. God is on your side. You are on your side. And experience is the best teacher. But here's one lesson I want to leave you with. Take your time. You understand metaphysics. Take some time to be with you and listen to your inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion is about just listen to your intellects. Well, this or that, compare. Go within and listen and have let the spirit within you guide you. And your spirit might guide you to the one you're thinking, hell no, I ain't trying to settle down with him. But later on, you might see the bigger picture. When you listen to the inner voice, when you listen to your inner being, you can never, ever, ever go wrong. I'm talking from experience.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you for sharing
What's your last name on Facebook?
Well, my last name on Facebook, well, I spell it for you. Got a pen and paper?
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
If you get a chance, check out my website, earthangelconnections.com.
Okay, earthangelconnection.com. Okay, and the best way to find me on Facebook is just type in on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio. You see me there. You see this guy just looking so happy. I think he's got a mask. Mm-hmm. All right, earthangelconnection.com. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate your contribution.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. You're welcome. And you're going to make the right
choice. Yes, wonderful. Yes.
Keep listening, though, and give Serenity a hug for us. All right?
Yes, please leave me on air so I can listen, if that's cool.
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. I'll leave you on air because you're a firework. Really? I didn't even know I was prophesying. All right, thanks for calling.
Wait.
Oh God! Wow, so here's the thing. I want to read my beautiful letter from my true friend on Facebook. Then we're gonna take a comment or question from Tamara, and then I want to play some things. I don't know if I'll get to play everything from Abraham. I have 3 different clips that I want to play. So, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's afraid that I'm gonna go to hell. Kamau, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
You're my true friend, so you can tell me what to do. I'm like Katie now. I don't know what to do. So I got an invite on Facebook, request, whatever you want to call it. So usually when I get a request, I look at if I got a mutual friend, not that I know the friends, but just want to see what circle are we rolling with. And I say, oh, Love Dreamers, Agape, Hillside, oh, Atlanta folks. So I look at this person as somebody that the mutual friend is not somebody that I know, is a mutual friend of another mutual friend of another mutual friend. I said, oh, what the heck, why not? 2 days later, after accepting the invitation, I got this email from my true friend. Thank you for accepting me as your friend. I'm going to try to read it straight. It's going to be hard. A true friend is a gift from God. I can't help it. Indeed it is. A true friend is a gift from God. A true friend will not lead you to harm. As your true friend, all I want is for you to have an assurance of heaven. We all know that death happens all the time to anyone. We know not what will be of tomorrow. I'm reading exactly what he typed, or she, or it. We know not what will be of tomorrow, and we do not even know if we will be still alive the next day. That's truth. Because of the certainty of death, we must then to be sure that when we die, we will be with the Lord God in heaven too. I'm reading exactly his words. We all know that those who die that had not put their faith in Jesus Christ and now in hell, suffering the eternal fire of hell. We do that? We all know that? Oh, okay, sorry, I was supposed to just read. Let me read that again, though, because I want to make sure that we all know that. We all know that those who die that had not put their faith in Jesus Christ and now in hell, suffering the eternal flame of hell. Ouch, 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 ouch. My friend, just come to Jesus Christ. No religion, no touch, no church that can give you eternal life. Only Jesus Christ can give you eternal life. An assurance of heaven. Have faith in Jesus. because he's God that paid our sins at Calvary's cross. I can't help it. Jesus' blood was shed at Calvary. I'm broken up over here. All people are sinners in the sight of God, he said. All people are sinners in the sight of God. So, my friend, just put your faith in Jesus Christ and tell Jesus to forgive you. Please tell him. Tell Jesus that you accepted him as your God and Savior. Ah, you're such my true friend. It is my prayer that you will put your faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you, my friend. In Jesus' blessed name, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're going to go through hell. And when I'm in heaven, I'm adding to it now. When I'm in heaven, I won't see you because you'll be in hell. I'll be having fun and you'll be burning up. Kamel,
mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think I should accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior?
All I can say is do what gives you peace. I'm going back to my original statement. Do what gives you peace.
Oh, I love it.
You know, it's interesting because the writer is saying, I want you to say that you believe this. I want you to say that you accept that. I want you to say that you'll do these things. So, in other words, if I just say to you, okay, I agree with you, and then keep doing what I'm doing, then that's okay, as long as I've said it. You know, I right now I live in a country that is only, 40, 50 years away from being a strongly Catholic country to the point, I mean, it was at the point where when Franco was the dictator, they were not allowed to be anything other than be Catholic. And so that Catholic structure is still built into the culture here. And as I travel around Spain, you know, and go into the various, because I love looking at the old churches. We both do, my partner and I. And we they're constantly telling me about the rituals that they continue to have, the festivals they continue to have, and the different celebrations that they continue to have that were created, 1,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago, based on their belief in who they are in relation to God and Jesus. And actually the Virgin here is more special than even Jesus. So everything is about the Virgin. And I find myself going around Spain, you know, just making jokes about everything because it all just seems pagan to me. You know, and I'm like, you pagans, you heathens. You know, I'm the one that's saying that because it's just really funny to me that we continue to create and carry this energy in that, you know, it's my way or no way. Mm-hmm. You have to do things the way our ancestors said that you do with them, or you'll end up in a place called hell. We can't do things the way our ancestors said our day, because our ancestors, you know, we were dancing around the fire swinging from the jungle trees et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, we were not praying to Jesus. Uh-huh. Or Mary or whatever. Does that mean that all of us, you know, should be in all of our ancestors are in hell? No, there are just too many questions that cannot be answered by this book called the Bible, or by this religion called Christianity or any other religion. You know, give me any religion and I'll throw you 1,000 questions. Just answer my questions. If you can't do that, then it's time for me to move on.
No, that's the truth. And the thing that came to me, and I'm going to go to Tamara now, who's got a question or comment. here's the thing. I was thinking, can you imagine 2,000 years, 3,000 years from now, people reading the books that we've written, or if you write a Bible, and how we communicate, right? They have no idea about our culture. They don't know how people relate, how white people relate to one another, how black people relate to one another. Or maybe they don't even know how white people in one part of the world relate to another white person in another part of the world. But then it's a story, and we call it the Bible. They'll be saying, what's wrong with those people? And it's that they create a religion around that. It is so much. I mean, basically, this show is about really asking you, getting yourself to ask deep questions. I mean, my true friend said, we all know that to God, everybody's a sinner. If everybody's a sinner, we might as well give it up. But Jesus is the only way.
Wait a minute. Jesus supposedly died for our sins. Why are we still sinning?
No one can answer that question. Jesus died in vain.
Exactly. Why do I still have to drink the blood if he already died for me not to sin? This doesn't make sense to me.
I was going to say, why would I drink Jesus' blood, right? But back in the day, it's cannibalism. I'm going to drink his blood in his flesh. It's symbolism, folks.
And then we say, you know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Remember that one?
I know that one.
I've said this to so many Christians. You know, I would really wish I would be here in the day when they look back and say that mythology, Christianity. Remember that mythology, Christianity. Because if you compare it to the Greek mythology, the Roman mythology, and all the other religions that we now call mythologies, they're one and the same.
That's so true. Go ahead.
No, I'm such a history buff. You know, I'm really a history fanatic, and for me to combine my religious teachings, because going through ministerial school, as you and I did, we had to learn Christian history. We had to learn religious history, and combining that with the history of the world, and then my own spiritual beliefs. It's just been a fascinating journey. And people don't like having conversations with me when they come to me with the type of letters that you just read, because I start asking questions.
When I read it, I said, I can't read it on the show. We haven't even decided to do this show. But here's what I want people to get. This is not just about Christianity. It's any kind of belief system. And Kamau, you just gave me, you became the channel for God to tell me which clip to play of Abraham. We're going to go a little bit over 1:30 because I want to take your question. I know we'll play this clip, not now, but after we finish with Tamara. Because it's about rituals and belief system. I just got to play this. So anyway, let's go to Tamara. Tamara wants to talk about veganism, and everybody needs to be a vegan. That's not what she says. She's kind of like, I don't understand this. Why is everybody preaching it? You need to get up that food. Don't you think of the animals and all the sufferings that they go to, and then you want to put them on your plate, and the animals are saying, don't kill me. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, who's having such a good time. My guest is Kamau Ifeoma. Number 347-426-3346. Call in with your questions and comments, ideas, thoughts, disagreement. If you're disagreeing, it's all good. Bring it on. Spiritually incorrect is today's topic. Tamara, speak.
Hey, so if you two cutie pies are going to hell, I want to go too.
We're going to have fun.
I'm going to have a good time.
We'll burn that place up.
So that was my initial question. What do you think that is? Because in these spiritual communities, even Reverend Michael will start preaching in a way that, in my opinion, feels a little fundamentalist about the veganism thing.
Right.
And, you know, I just don't understand that. And maybe it's just a blind spot, but I just wondered if you guys could speak to that. I don't even know what my question is.
It's
a little hard for me, I guess, is what I'm saying. And the way I figure it in my mind is nobody's perfect, and the point is not to put Reverend Michael on a pedestal and to say, you know, that speaks to me and that doesn't speak to me. But I find it interesting in that community and in the chat room how much fundamentalism there is around veganism in a community that's about freedom.
Go ahead, Kamau.
The real point of your conversation is the putting Michael and other teachers on a pedestal.
Yeah.
It's that idea that, you know, their teaching is absolute.
Right.
And I understand exactly where you're coming from because, you know, as Ade has mentioned in the program, he and I came through Hillside, and both of us graduated from the Barbara King School of Ministry. And we both had a guru called Barbara King, who was on a pedestal for us at a time. And then for me, you know, I went from Barbara, I met Michael while I was at Hillside and started, you know, I was working with Dr. Barbara in the church, met Michael, started doing some work with him before moving to Europe. So, you know, I kind of moved through my gurus who were on pedestals. But at some point I came to this idea, wait a minute. You know, it's kind of that old thing that we always say, you know, they go to the toilet just like I do. Uh-huh. You know, they sweat just like I do. They have a great connection to a source that provides teaching through them. They have been entrusted with teaching what they do and the way that they do. But nobody's teaching is absolute, because each of us have, you know, we're here to get what we're here to get, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, total sense.
And when you're talking about the veganism, and when we talk about nutrition, I've been through all the gamuts. I've been, you know, I don't eat red meat, haven't eaten red meat in 30 years, but and that's my choice at this point. I've tried veganism. I've tried going without chicken and going without dairy and going without all these different things. And right now, it's, you know, I just eat what I want to eat in the moment. I do understand, though, that the energy of your body vibrates at different levels, and the foods that you put in your body do have a direct effect on the vibration of your body.
Right, absolutely.
So when you hear vegans and other people who don't eat meat talk about how good they feel or how much better it is, basically, this is what they're talking about, the difference in the way that their body, the energy of their body is vibrating. We don't vibrate very fast or very high when our body is digesting heavy foods like meat. But we do vibrate at a very high level when our body is digesting something that's easy for it to digest, like fresh fruit, fresh vegetables and fruits.
Right, but that's their body, and it seems like then it becomes, since I feel better, everyone should do this. And
my body,
have a green drink, and 2 hours later my body's going, give me some meat, and I have the meat, and I feel much better.
Mm-hmm. But isn't this what we do, though? We do this with everything. You learn a bit of truth, and you want everybody to have that truth. You know, you go to a class, you pick up a book at the bookstore and you read a book and it's fantastic, and you tell everybody about this book. You want them to read this book. Go to a movie and you see a movie. You want everybody to see the movie because you loved it. It's the way we do, because we want everybody to feel good. We want everybody to be happy. And somehow we have come to this belief that the happiness that I have is the happiness that you should have too.
Right.
And then I'll add this too.
So it comes from love ultimately, even though it doesn't necessarily feel loving on my end.
Well, here's the thing. It can come, I don't know where it's coming from. You never know where it's coming from, but what you will know is what you feel about where it's coming from. So Reverend Michael's up there talking about love, unconditional love, us transforming the universe and being, you know, being on the leading edge and just loving and going to work and transforming it. That doesn't bother you because you get that. So the whole thing about veganism, when it bothers you, it is triggering something for you. So then you're like, oh, I can't. Here he goes talking about veganism. I wish you could just focus on love, because people who so there might be some people who know you, Tamara, who would say, oh, gosh, oh, she just could be a fundamentalist. I preferred her when she was an atheist, you know, because people miss what we do. People do things. My show, I tell people on the show, I say, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but sometimes some of the things I'm saying, I hear them like, you are telling people what to do. But what I will tell you while I'm telling you what to do, always go to your God. Always go to the inner voice within you. If your body tells you, I need meat, go ahead. Everything is God. God is all there is. There is nothing else. And there's books that talk about different blood types and need different kind of food. If what someone is talking about doesn't vibrate with you, doesn't resonate with you, change the channel. I'm in love streaming. There was one lady, she would just go, I'm like, lady, are you even listening? It was a long time ago, but she was talking about veganism. But I just said, you know what? I don't need to waste my energy tripping about what this woman is saying, because other people might feel the same about my show. like he's talking about God is all there is and this love thing, he needs to wake up. You know, that's just right. The way it is, baby. If it doesn't work for you, keep it moving. Don't get caught up, because the minute you get caught up and say, it's kind of fundamentalist for me, it's, oh, I can't take it. Now you're not creating blocks in your own body. Because you're annoyed about what somebody else is doing that's bringing them peace.
Or I'm questioning.
So if you have your green juice and you want to eat pork, you want to eat it raw, go for it. If it works for you, do what brings you peace. Because ultimately, if it doesn't work for your body, you're only going to end up in the arms of God anyway. So you really ain't going nowhere, right?
Right.
So
sounds good.
It's all about you, my darling.
Yeah, it's about me trusting me.
Ah, and so it is. Say no more.
It is. Thank you. See you in hell. You know, I'll bring the rock.
Did she
I'm
going to
be with AC.
I know, right? I know that's the truth. She said, see you in hell. You know, I find that funny. A part of me was like, hey. But I get it. Tamara, I love Tamara. Okay, now let's see. Let's see what's going on with my co-producer. Because she's, she is so resistant in me playing this Abraham clip. But I got to play this because it goes well with what Tamara is saying. I actually had three. I'm only going to play one. And I think I'll play the others later on. There's one about the difference between male and female energy. But anyway, let me play this. I got to play this because Betty... After you hear it, you're going to love me. You're going to give me a kiss, even though you're in other parts of the world. You know, you can't reach me, but you're going to kiss me. Trust me. Trust me on this, sister friend. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. The topic is spiritually incorrect. Where are you blocking yourself? What belief system is holding you back? What thought are you holding that's stopping you from being your true self? Everything is simply a belief, and once you change it, you get to experience yourself completely. People say, well, what if people are free and they're doing what makes them feel good? It'll be anarchy, it'll be chaos. No, we're not talking about just being irresponsible. We're talking about the ability to respond to what is good for all. We're talking about the good of all. We can even break that down under spiritually incorrect. How do we know what's good for all? But when you do what's good for you, when you're led by your inner voice, when you listen to the God within, God ain't going to lead you wrong, even though Jesus died for our sins and God sees us as a sinner. God understands, because God is unconditional love. Love without conditions. Love without conditions. Love that doesn't care what you do or don't do. Even some of my Christian brothers would say, if you're a murderer and you ask for forgiveness just before you die, God will receive you. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Life Conversations Radio.
All right, I will make a stab at this. I was... chewing, chomping, rolling in this question at lunch. And I'm going to roll my way through the mud here. I had a meditation teacher from the time I was 18 until, well, it's not a finished relationship. I had a very strong experience with this person when I was 18 and chose to pursue the spiritual disciplines that he suggested because the experience was so strong and because he said that the bottom line is always your experience. He also said that the fastest way to connect with Source, there were several tools, and one of them was vegetarianism. And I've had increasing health problems over the years and finally gave up being a vegetarian because I was having reactions to so many foods and felt much better eating meat.
What were his other words to you? That the bottom line is what?
Is experience. So the place that I wrestle with still to this day is how someone that I feel such a strong heart connection to could have been so wrong in terms of the tool that he offered me.
Well, that's the trouble with asking someone outside of you to guide you. In other words, we think that the best utilization of him was the one that you first expressed to us here. You were asking him to be a mentor to help you to discover your own connection. And once you find your own connection, then you use your own guidance to what is best for you. But if you say, well, I will ask this person who is my mentor who helps me to find my own connection, and then I will disregard the connection that he's helped me find, and I will ask him to guide me through his connection. I will ask him to tell me what is best for me because he has discovered what is best for him. Now you are misusing your mentor or your friend. In other words, vegetarianism may very well be the perfect alignment for him, while it may not be the perfect alignment for you, you see.
I do see, and I guess can you help me go the one further step here where I know all of that, and there's still a place of profound sadness in me that I am doing my, I feel like a repeat of Meg here.
Well, we would say to you that the most important thing that you were wanting to understand is the most important thing that he is giving you to understand, and that is that the guidance that you are seeking, that you were on the path of discovering through him, is an inside job.
Inside job, yes, exactly.
And if he had guided you perfectly, if everything that you attempted, everything you wanted, he would say, do this, and you did it, and it would achieve the results that you want, then you would be sitting here today saying, I cannot make a move without my mentor. Yes. And instead what you are saying is, he didn't guide me very well for me. I suppose his guidance is for him and my guidance is for me. Which is an empowering understanding. In other words, we want all teachers to guide you to self-empowerment. And if they don't, then they are not guiding you in the way that really will serve you, because nothing from the outside can serve you for very long. And when you are instructed to give up this or give up this or change this, in other words, when the instruction is about, no one can write a book that says do this, do this, do this, and don't do that, and don't do that, and don't do that, and under these conditions you will find joy, because your connection to your source is a much more detailed experience than that. And the guidance that is within you is so infinite and so present and so precise and so accurate. And when you tap into that, then you have guidance that is worth having, you see. And so we wanted to tease you just a little bit, since you talk about humor. We wanted to tease you just a little bit about why it took you so long, why such a long relationship to come to understand your connection with your own source. And we think that you were maybe a little reluctant to discover your own connection, that you really wanted someone else to be your guide. And we think it is quite a gift he gave you, as you insisted that he be your guide to misguide you a little.
Oh, that was good. I'll be getting this tape.
Yes, I know that is good. But here's the, I want to say this too. I want to add to that in context with what Tamara was saying. See, what Abraham, now, I'm not even going to say, because Abraham said it is right. It's not even about that. It's about different way of being, different way of thinking. But here's the thing. It's about going within. That clip has nothing to do with me saying, well, you know, Reverend Michael is misguiding people. But this lady felt like she was misguided. So, Reverend Michael, I was there last night listening to him. We know he's a powerful teacher, and he's always going to share what works for him, just as everybody does. Your job, your role, your responsibility is to find out what works for you. If whatever religion works for you, be it. If you feel like emailing someone an affirmation knowing that all is well and trust God and all this, or you want to email somebody, please, brother man, don't go to hell, so be it. Now, I can be mad at this guy. I did think I'm going to block him. I did think I was going to unfriend him. But I thought, please, no, let him hang around in my world a little. He'll have a radio show telling people, don't sit. No, I don't know what he would do. But, you know, I just thought, no big deal. He can do what he wants to do. That's the way he sees it. I can't judge how he sees the world. That's what he believes. He can listen to my radio show and say, oh, this guy is definitely going to hell. As a matter of fact, they're going to move other people out of the way just to bring him through. Like, oh, we're the most wanted man on earth that needs to go to hell. But you know, hell is a state of consciousness. Hell is a state of consciousness. You can't have a belief about something and not experience it. I choose to live in heaven right here, right now, even thereafter. My brother Kamal, we're getting ready to release the show. And it's been a great show. So, I mean, would you want to add anything to what Abraham was sharing with the sisters? Like, I can't believe he was so wrong.
Oh, hell is a word, Abe. Hell is a word, and every word has the energy that we give it, and that energy comes from our consciousness. So what is hell for one person may be what we consider to be heaven for someone else. Hell is just a word. And that's why we can joke about it so wonderfully here on this conversation and in the chat room, talking about all the different foods we're going to bring with us to this party in hell. You know, wherever a person wants to be, wherever you choose to be, let it be okay. And let other people be okay with where they are. You know, there's so many ways that we can define this world, this planet that we live on, this universe that we live in. There's so many different ways that we can do that. And there will never be a 100% agreement as to what it actually really is. All it can be for us is what it is for us. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I love what you said about the judgment. Anytime we look at someone else and see them as something other than a true light, we're placing judgment.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's we have a culture that, you know, supports us in our judgment. It pushes us to judge everything. You know, students have to take tests. That's a judgment. To get a job, you have to fill out an application and go through an interview. That's a judgment. Everything we do in life creates judgments. That's what we do. That's what we have created for ourselves. But our responsibility, from my point of view, our responsibility is to find a way to move beyond that.
Mm.
To use as little judgment as possible.
Mm. I mean, and that's it. Because when you're judging, you're resisting your own good. When you're judging, you're in hell. When you're judging, you're in pain. But when you talk about acceptance, it's just kind of, you're fluid. You just move out of the way for things that don't vibe with you, and you embrace what does. And you keep moving. You keep moving. And then we don't have to worry about calling each other's name. We don't have to talk about one religion is better than the other. We don't have to say,
absolutely,
well, I'm spiritual, I ain't religious. So I'll go sit down somewhere. Well, people, you know, can you imagine if God was a human being in the cloud? God would be need a therapist for the rest of his life. God would be like, they're just not getting it. I give them love, I give them peace, and they're still killing one another. I just don't get it. I need to process this.
I think if God was actually a person sitting in the clouds, that it would be a different planet, a different world, because this thing that we have that we call free will, he would have taken it away a long time ago.
All God,
you know, everything
would
be directed by God.
Suicide. God would be like, I can't take this anymore. This is supposed to be
exactly
one of my best creation. And look how it turned out. God's going to have his self-esteem issues. I am a wonderful creator. I create human beings to love one another. I am good, I am good, I am good. My next, can you just imagine? It's all an expression. This, everything in this physical realm is for entertainment purposes only. Live, love, and laugh. Enjoy life. Enjoy
life.
Indeed. Laugh, have fun, and play. And come out before you go. I got to, my producer wants me to, we got to do one question. Okay, let me ask you this. Can you stay for, we got an email question that my producer want us to answer.
Sure.
Do you have time to stay
for?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, let's do one question and we're going to release the show. And those of
okay.
you that have to go, thank you. You can catch it on the archive. Make sure you friend the show. Well, we don't, yeah. You can, no, we don't do friend anymore. We follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. You friend me on Live Conversations Radio page. No, you like it on Live Conversation page. You friend me on Ade Anifoshi on Facebook, and then you like. Oh, get over it. There's too much to think about. So, Betty, you ready for the question? Let's do some questions. Let's just be one. All of us, united in spirit. Oh, this has been an awesome show. Just see what happens when you're free. Man, I don't know. But anyway, let's go.
And there's so much more that we can talk about.
There's so much more we can talk about. But it's really about freedom. It's really about being free, knowing that it is our birthright, that we are that. We are that. And the only thing that stops us from being free is our thoughts about other people. And what Kamau said, our judgment about life, people, and everything around us. Judgment is your prison key. Let it go and you set yourself free. Brenda. Betty, question.
Are you sure? You did?
I'm very sure. I have a bit of my world. Bring it on. Bring it. See, I get to do this radio network the way I want to do it. I can go over 130 if I want to. Even if people think I'm going to go to hell, I'm going to bring the light. I'm going to quench all the hate. They'll be like, woo, heaven upgraded.
Well, normally I'll let you end the show and say forget about it, but I really felt this question needed to be asked. It does tie in a little bit to the show. And this question is from Jennifer from Texas. And she writes, Life Coach Ade, I need to know how to get on my spiritual path and how to tune into it. I don't meditate or anything like that. I don't even believe in organized religion and barely believe in God. However, 6 months ago, I was in an accident that doctors said should have killed me. I do believe that there was a reason I didn't die, and I find myself trying to seek that reason out while asking myself why. I recently started to get this strong gut feeling that there is something bigger than me that I should be doing. I feel to find this out, I must find my spiritual self. How do I do that, especially when my beliefs in God seem so small?
Jennifer. Come on, go ahead. I got my answer, but go ahead.
I'm here. I'm listening. It's interesting. It's interesting for me that we have evolved to a point to where we have created these situations that have become wake up calls for us. You know, the near death experiences, the end of relationships, the illnesses, etc. That gives us these opportunities to seek something greater than ourselves. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but I always find it interesting that people tend to come looking for something spiritual at these times in their lives, since their life is okay, until this happens and all of us, and now we want something better. Okay, how does she move forward? Once again, that's one of those questions that only she can answer for herself. We can give many suggestions. We can give many points of direction as to how to move forward. But it always comes down to you, as you have said over and over in this program, you have to follow that inner guidance. You know, you have to go with what is being told through you. And, you know, people often ask me the question, well, how do I know what voice that I follow, because I hear, you know, different voices and they pretty much all sound like me. My response is, you know, if there's only one universe, one God, one energy, one this, one that, one of everything, then every voice you hear is the guidance that's leading you. You know, you just choose one and go in that direction, because there's only one endpoint, many paths, but there's one endpoint and you'll get there whatever you choose. But just choose something from within yourself. Indeed. And don't choose something from within someone else, because no one has a greater connection with God for you than you.
Right. So true. I mean, and just real quick, you talk about how'd you get on your spiritual path? You're on it. Love yourself. Don't waste time trying to figure out why you didn't die. What if you figured it out and realized why you didn't die? Are you going to say, oh, that wasn't a good enough reason. I should have died. No. You say you don't believe in meditation. Okay. So you didn't believe in it. Do you believe in it now? Take some time in the forest. Take time to listen. Take time to be still. God is everywhere, evenly present. There is no spot where God is not. And if you don't believe in organized religion, okay, great. I don't. You don't believe in God? Well, get a new interpretation of what God is for you. Don't get caught up in other people's belief system and ideas. So obviously, something deeper is calling you. Get still and listen. Take a walk in the forest. Look around. If you can't do all of that, just commit yourself to loving out loud. Love out loud and you will be transformed. That would just nudge you in the right direction. You will attract all the good. You'll be a blessing unto other people. It's not about labels. It's not about names. It's about yourself expressing the love that you're here. If you had an accident and you're still here and you think you're here for a reason, say, well, I don't quite know what it is, but I'm going to enjoy the rest of my time here. Love out loud and know that all is truly well. Meditate. If you don't believe it, try it. Maybe you might have a new realization about meditation. Find what works for you. Listen to that inner voice. It's there. It's talking to you every day. My brother, I love you.
Yes. I love you too. You know
thank
I do.
You, thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to do another Spiritually Incorrect soon. This is where we let it all hang out. And the crazy
Absolutely.
Idea. What am I talking about? Crazy idea is already out. Well, a crazy idea comes out. I appreciate you, my brother. I know. What time is it? It's time for dinner time over there. Like, what, 7?
It's 7:35 here in the evening. And, no, this is Tapas time. Tapas.
So,
dinner
yeah.
time is not until 10 o'clock tonight.
Good Lord. All right, good luck with that. Well, then again, in my world, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, people in the sun eating late dinner.
Yes,
so.
Yes, yes. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
you.
We'll talk soon.
And,
Oops, wait a minute. Say that again.
No, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I thought you were saying something else. Okay, Betty, Electra, Tamara, Laverne, Celeste, Tamara, Katie, Kamau, Ade, who else? Silent listeners. Suzanne, listening, a silent listener. Thank you all for being there. I appreciate you. Share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, the Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the atheists, the people who think, the scientists. Just share the show with everybody. You know, it's okay. It's all right. Life is for entertainment purposes only. It's about strengthening your spiritual muscles, and all is truly well. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And let's see. Let's leave you with some music here, something to just, let's see. I don't know. I'm just gonna let go with this affirmation, actually. I'm just going to leave with this affirmation. It's 30 seconds long. Thank you, guys. I'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ask Life Coach Ade to take your questions, 347-426-3346. Next week, we're interviewing Rupert Isaacson, the father of an autistic child who traveled across the world to find healing for his autistic child. That's next Thursday. And lots going on. Whatever you do, be free. Be free. That's only God's desire. Well, if God had a desire. God only wants. God only wants you to be free. God needs you to be free if God needs anything. You are the light that you're seeking. You are the love. Be still and be grateful. I'm out of here. Thank you for your energy, your love, your laughter, and all the great, great vibration. We are one. We are really one. Here's Carly Jackson, CARLLIE Jackson, JAXEN. Find her on Facebook. Peace and blessings. I'm out of here.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.